Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus refuas. Esther Tila Basari El Tzipora and Hannah Thorben Lipsha. The Gemara relates in Baba Basra 32b at the bottom that Rabbi Bar Sharshim Nafakale Kala the Koychalar the Yasme. A rumor emerged concerning Rabbi Bar Sharshim that he was profiting from land belonging to orphans. He was eating land that belonged to orphans. And Abai said to him, "Tell me, my friend, concerning the incident itself, how is it that this rumor was generated?" So Rabbi Bar Sharshim said, "Listen, I was holding on to land as collateral from the father of the orphans, and I had other money with him. In other words, he owed me money for a different reason, for which I had no collateral. And I profited from the land for the duration of the years of the collateral. I said to myself, if I return the land to the orphans now that the years of the collateral have finished, and I say that I have other money with your late father, I won't be able to collect it. Because Chachamim say that if somebody comes to collect a debt from the property of orphans, he can only collect by means of an oath. And I don't wish to take an oath. Rather than do that, I will suppress the document detailing the terms of the collateral and profit from the land up to the measure of the money that their father owed me. This is legitimate, because if I want, I can say, 'Lekuchi biyadi,' it is purchased, and that's why it's in my possession. And I would have been deemed credible as I profited from the land for the years necessary to establish a chazakah. So when I say I have money with you, I'm also deemed credible." So the only way I'm going to get is with the shvua. I don't want to take a shvua. I'm going to put away the shtar detailing this terms of the collateral. And I'll eat the amount that he owes me. I could say it's bought, so I'm also believed to say that I have other money. And Abai said to Rabbi Sharshim, "Your reasoning is not correct. You wouldn't have been able to say it's purchased. And that's why it's my possession, because Ikalei called Aradi asked me, everyone knows it's Aradi Yisom, Eretz of Yisom. So what you have to do is return the land to the orphans. If the orphans become adult, litigate with them. You have no other option. You have to give it back." That's the first Gemara. Then the Gemara relates that a relative of Rabbi Baravin died and left a date tree as an inheritance. Another relative took possession of the tree, claimed to be a closer relative than Rabbi Baravin. Rabbi Baravin said, "I'm closer in relation to the deceased than he is." The other guy says, "No, I'm closer in relation than Rabbi Baravin." So ultimately, the other man admitted to Rabbi Baravin that, in fact, Rabbi was closer. Chiz established the date tree in the possession of Rabbi Baravin. In other words, after Rav Chizda, the value of the produce that he consumed unlawfully from the day we take possession of the tree should be returned. And Rav Chizda says, "What they say about you, you're not in Gadol. What are you, Semichan?" Aman ka Semich ma? Ahai. What are you samich on? You're samich on this relative. But until now, you're saying I'm closer in relation. So you only have ownership from the tree of the time of his admission. And Abai and Rabbi didn't hold in accordance with this opinion of Chizda. Yet once he admitted it, he admitted he never had any rights. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Maseches Levavasla on the base, Lam Gimel Amad Aleph. Rambam writes, Toin Benitam 14:8, Mishevzik Vinichse Katan, Shanim Rabbis, V'Ton Vamer Mashkonahim Biyadi. Somebody who's Machzik in the Nechasim of a Katan for many years, and he tines and he says, it's a Mashkin, that it's collateral. And there's a debt that's this and this amount. Since he could say, I bought it, Naaman, he's believed. Shana was like a Sheila of Yishel Zeh. But he's no chazaka that it belongs to the other person's father. To this cotton's father. Whereas a Goyvim Ischara Mashatan, the tax of the assignment. Some people have this Rambam, the Kfar Gir says, Harezeh Govin Mishivcha. But in the Rambam HaMetuyuk, he has Harezeh Govin Mischara. So again, it says that he's Machzik Minichzeh Kad for many years. He claims that it's a security, and he's owed the money. Since if he wanted, he could say he bought it. He's Naaman. Why is he Naaman? She'enem uchzeka shiloh v'shel zeh. There's no chazaka that it belongs to this person's father. In the Mele, he's believed to say that it's his. Reza Gove Mischar Mashatan. He gets what he tainted, he's owed. Tachzi Yisom, and it kind of goes back to the Yisom. The Sagas Haraibid, from Oimer, Nira Midvarov, the Maisa de Rove Bar Shar Shalabi Bar Sharsham, Muki Rabbi She'ena Yadua B'Shaisa Shalavim. So it looks like the Rambam is mami the case of Rabbi Bar Sharsham that we read before. That we explained before, related before, that it's talking about where it's not known that it belonged to their father, because that's what the Rambam here writes. Rambam writes, "Shareinam uchzeka shila aviv shel zeh." It's not muchzuk that it belongs to this person's father, even though we saw in the Gemara. That it says Lekucha biyadi, Abai says Rabbi Shasham. The reading is incorrect. You can't say that. That it's purchased because Ikalei Kala the Ardi Asmi. So Rambam doesn't have that. The Rambam just has that it's not Muchzik that it belongs to this person's father. And therefore, he can make this claim. He's believed to make this claim. So, Nehru Dvarav, the Maitzah Rabbi Shasha, Mukhla B'Shenu Yidua Shasha Shalavim Mekain, Lam Lila Meimar Migu, Divayama Lekuchi Biyadi, Lema Migu Divayama Didihu. So, if it's not known that it belonged to the father of these Yisomim, why does he have to say a Migu that if he wants, he could say, I bought it? Why don't we say a Migu that he could say, that it's mine. I didn't even have to get involved with the I bought it. If it wasn't known that it belonged to the father, then let him just say the Migu. Not that I could have said, he could have said he bought it, that it was his all along. And we can add on to the Kash of the Raivit. We've been learning through Rabbi Basla with Moraine of Rabbeinu and going Reb Chaim Zitzal. So we're continuing that Mahalach. So we can add on to explain the Kash of the Raivit. Sharei kol ma she'neman b'tanis l'kuchi v'yodi. The only reason he's Naaman, saying that he bought it, harei ze gufa, it's only because of Amigu shlohai dvar me'olam. Because he could say that it was never there was in the first place. Never happened. And therefore he's believed to say the kuchi biyadi. But if the Yisomim had Edi Marakama, he wouldn't be able to say the kuchi biyadi. And that he's machzik is not a chazaka. They ain't machzik minichzei katan. If they had Edi Marakama, he wouldn't be believed to say I bought it. Because his chazaka is not a chazaka. Because they machzikim nechzei katan, and they have a marakam, they have an edim marakama that it belonged to them. So then he's not believed. He say lekuchi biyadi. Because he doesn't have a migu that he could say lo la'idvar me'olam because they have edim marakama. He's not believed to say lekuchi biyadi. He says chazaka is not a chazaka. He has no migu. And his chazaka is not a chazaka because ein machzikim nechzei katan. So if so, why do we have to say that he's neman on the chayvus, that he's tying the migu, that he could say the kuchi biyadi? And the kuchi biyadi, he's neman the migu, that he could say it was never there in the first place. Why don't we say meikara, that he's neman on the chayvus, that he tying his bimigu lohayt var me'ola? He's believed to say that they owe him money, because he could say that it was never, and that's why he's eating the land, because he could say it was never there in the first place. Why do you have to go to the stage of the Kuchi Biyadi? Just go straight. The Kuchi Biyadi only believed. He's only at Bar Me'ola. How do you know the Kuchi Biyadi is true? And Machzim will say Kotten. The answer is because you say Lohayt Var Me'ola. So just say straight away, Lohayt Var Me'ola. Never is believed to say that it was mine. That he's eating the chov. Another Terechim Lashon HaRambam writes the Hirsik Menechzei Katan Shanim Rabbis. He writes that he was Menechzei Menechzei Katan for many years. Now this Chazaka is Kamanda Lesa. And Machzik Menechzei Katan. So what does it matter? There's Machzik Shanim Rabbis. There's Mashman the Rabbi, you need Shanim Rabbis even though it's not a Chazaka. And that requires explanation. What does the Shanim Rabbis help? It's not a Chazaka. And Machzik Menechzei Katan. Now in the Sugya of Kribei Ravidi, that we explain, Tosis says that Ravidi brought Edim that he's Karav and he was Zerch in the Karka because he's a Vada Yerish and the other guy is a Suffolk Yerish. Ravidi brought Edim that he was a Karav and he was Zerch in the Karka, he's a Vada Yerish and the other guy is a Suffolk. He says, give me the Paris. And Chizda Patan and Bimigu. What's the Migu? Migu is, could have said, Lo Achli. That was why Rav Chizda Patan the other guy. Because he could have said lo achli, and Shanatayisu says Rav Chizda Patu Levimigu Dibram lo achli. He could have said I didn't eat. Ki yamar nami achli v'didi achli mehemen. So when he says that I ate, but I ate my own, he's believed. Could have said I didn't eat it all, but he said I ate my own, so he's believed. And Abai and Rabbah don't hold of this, Rav Chizda came into Odi Odi. What does it say in Tosis? Tosis says,
Rabba Babaye, Sabi came to the pairs, Vodi Hibel Sham, Lomin Migo, all the Kaka Yotim Tahas Yodoy. And they didn't recarcle like a menadin. The Kaka like a Migu. Stomeret, she Abai Rabba Nechlikuala, Besavru, she Gavan Chikvan Hoda, Filata Perot, who have the Shalem. Vain Migulolo, Patel, came to Chakaka Mimena Akala Perot, Mutset.
שלגביהם לא מיגו ממנו על פי הדין כלולים גם הפירות והוצאה זו מידו. So once the karka is going back to the Ravidi, so the paris are also. Okay, Mitzelcha paris voidi chayv l'shalim, is not leaving the migul. Since the karka is yotzei mitachas yadu min adin. On the karka there's no migul. What's the migul on the fruits? Could have said, I didn't eat them at all, so he's believed to say that he was a closer karka. Very nice, but the karka is going back, and on the karka there's no migul. So you can't split up between the karka and the fruits. If the karka is going back, it was Ravidis the whole time, then the fruits also. Ubiyul divrehem. What's pshat in Tosfos? V'rei ma shetoan al ha-peiros didi achli. When he says about the peiros, I ate my own, it's because he's making a taina that the karka is his, because he's the closer karka. And since he's not naman on the karka, he's the karka, there is no migu, and the karka is taken away from him, so he can't be zeich in the peiros, even though he has a migu on him. And so it's still over there. Shim hoida ha-machzik. Shachat ha-tishnin hadar v'hadru peiros. If the machzik is moida, that he eats 2 years, so the land goes back and the peiros go back. Even though there's a migo in the peiros, you could say lo achalti. Nevertheless, since the karka goes back, the karki doesn't have a migo, so memela, the migo doesn't end up in the peiros either. Because it's time in the peiros mikoch ha-karka. Since the karka is yotze mitachas yodo, he has to pay for the peiros. So that's Tosfos. And it's known as a stir on Tosfos, an amud beis. Bahi the icy sade, dachli chatar tishnin. Rav Nachman hadar v'adru peiros, from his vidi toin v'amr le peiros yirati nemon. Lo echad to finish lemechol peire de lav delay. If initially, when questioned by the other one occupying the land, claimed and said, I entered the land to consume its produce that I had purchased. He's believed. Then Rav Yehuda say, one is holding a sickle and rope and says, I will go cull the dates from the date tree of so-and-so sold to me. It's incredible that he has the right to do so. Apparently, a person is not so brazen that he'll cull the dates of the date tree that's not his. Here too, in the case of the Sefer Zvid, a person is not so brazen as to consume produce that's not his. Ad kan, midivrei ha-gemore. Makshim sham tosfot, vim toimar. Kilo yomar name of the persirati aladai streisade. Dacha beishanim ye neman betanose. Migadibomar the persiradeti. In other words, Tosfos is asking, he doesn't have to say for persiradeti. Even if he just brings two edim that he ate 2 years, he should be neman in his taina that it's his, that the karka is his, because he could say the peiros yiradati. So it should be enough to just bring the two edim that it's his. And that's enough to that he shouldn't have to be machzir the peiros. Why shouldn't he have to be machzir the peiros? He shouldn't have to be machzir the peiros because he's believed to say that it's his, because he could say the Paris Yeradity. And on the Paris Yeradity, he'd be believed. He's also believed to say that the land is his for those 2 years, and that's why he ate the Paris. That's Tosfos. And the difficulty is, V'koshe, Reihach Migu, Einawala Klape Apeiros, Avala Karka Yotzeit Mitachat Yado. 1 second. The Migu is for the Paris. He could say that it's his, the land is his, migu, that he could have said the peiros yiradati. But at the end of the day, the karka is going back to the original guy. This migu helped him for the peiros, but the karka is going back to the original guy. So you're machalik between the karka and the peris. Even though it was tain in the peris, it's mikoch hakarka. And he's losing out on the karka, the migu helps him be zoch in the peris. And that's so with divrei atosfos. Because Tosfos says, like we saw before, that Abai and Rabba don't like with Chizda, came into Odi Odi. Came in Shalcha Peres Vodi Chayv L'Shalim, he's not believed with Amigo, since the Karka is Yotze Mitachas Yada. And the Karka, there's no Amigo. So when he ties in the Peres to Diachli, because what he's saying is, you know, I was eating the, why did Diachli? Because I'm the Karka is mine. Because I'm a closer relative. And he's not Naman in the Karka, so he's not Zerich in the Peres. Even though he's Amigo in the Peres. Rav Papa said, Rav Chid says, he's Amigo in the Peres. He could have said, Lo Achli. He's also believed to say that I ate it and I was a closer relative. Say then. But Abai and Rav say, doesn't work. Why? Because the karka is going back. If the karka is going back, then you have no tain in the peris. Can't be mechalik between the karka and the peris. We see in this Tosis, you can't be mechalik between the karka and the peris. Because Tosfos says that if all he has to do is bring eight, and that it was his for 2 years. So his Naman was his for those 2 years, because Migu that he could have said he could have said the Paris here about it. I the karka is going back. Doesn't matter. The karka is going back, but he's still Naman in the Paris. And here we see in Tosis, no, you can't be Michalik. If the karka is going back, then he's also not Naman in the Paris. Paris also have to go back. So that's a steer of a Dibrayan Tosis. So sweet friends, we have our work cut out for us. We have to figure out what this migu of the Rambam is. Why the Rambam says that in somebody's machzik b'nisle akot m'shanim rabos, and he says that it's a mashkam, that it's a security, and he has a debt. Since he could have said the kuchim b'yodi, he's ne'eman. You could say that we never know it belonged to these Yisomim. So Mamela, you could have said it never happened. It was never there in the first place. Why isn't that as Migu? And also, why does the Rambam say it was Machzik Shanim Rabos? And also in the Sugya of Akriba Deravidi, we see, according to Abai and Rabbi, you can't be Mechalik between the Karka and the Peres. The Karka goes back, the Peres go back. But you see in Tosfos, you are Mechalik. Because in the case of a guy who brought Eidim for two, that he had 2 years, that he ate for 2 years, but he couldn't bring Eidim for the third year. So Tosfos says that he could have a Migu. He could say that the 2 years was his, because it will say the Paris here on it. You believe in Paris here on it, he will say the 2 years it's his. So you shouldn't have to return the Paris. I, the karka, is going back. It doesn't matter. You're mechalik between the karka and the peris. And Artos says, no, you can't give mechalik between the karka and the peris. So that's our avoda. And it's also Shem Darkeinu. In the coming segment, we will see a yisod, and it will be nifla v'yosa. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. We now that we shall continue.